It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
There we go.
Checking in at
number five.
So, there was some stuff in the Washington, the D, and the C today, I got to tell you.
Weird.
It was very interesting. Up on Capitol Hill, the impeachment inquiry continued, and David Holmes was on the stand, one of two people on the stand. It got weird here. He is the counselor for political affairs of the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, and during his closed-door deposition last week, he said that the conversation between Trump and Sondland happened while he was ambassador to the European... Well, Sondland was ambassador to the European Union, you know, and they were... This is the guy that overheard the phone, part of the phone call here. And, here you go.
Well, Ambassador Sondland's phone was not on speakerphone. I could hear the president's voice through the earpiece of the phone. The president's voice was loud and recognizable. And Ambassador Sondland held the phone away from his ear for a period of time, presumably because of the loud volume. I heard Ambassador Sondland greet the president and explain he was calling from Kyiv. I heard President Trump then clarify that Ambassador Sondland was in Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland replied, yes, he was in Ukraine, and went on to state that President Zelensky, quote, loves your ass. I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation. Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it, adding that President Zelensky will do anything you ask him to do. Even though I did not take notes of these statements, I have a clear recollection that these statements were made. I believe that my colleagues who were sitting at the table also knew that Ambassador Sondland was speaking with the president.
Okay.
I always do that when people talk on the phone very loud. Just like hold it out and you're like, ah.
I thought you meant eavesdrop. I'm like, uh-oh.
No.
I got to watch my phone calls around Lauren in case there's an inquiry involving us somewhere down the road.
You know, the president, I mean, the one thing is all of us get that because he likes to go out in front of the helicopter and yell at us.
Right.
Yeah, no matter what he's saying, he's like, I think it was,
He's always yelling over something.
Yeah.
Very loud.
Then, of course, ASAP Rocky had to be discussed again.
Oh, my God.
The conversation then shifted to Ambassador Sondland's efforts on behalf of the president to assist a rapper who was jailed in Sweden. And I could only hear Ambassador Sondland's side of the conversation. Ambassador Sondland told the president that the rapper was, quote, kind of effed there and should have pled guilty. He recommended that the president, quote, wait until after the sentencing or it will only make it worse. And he added that the president should let him get sentenced, play the racism card, give him a ticker tape when he comes home. Ambassador Sondland further told the president that Sweden, quote, should have released him on your word, but that you can tell the Kardashians you tried.
I love when...
Oh, my God.
I love when reality becomes an episode of Veep. I mean, it really is just a circus, and it's just unbelievable.
Really true.
It's just a bunch of political goofballs.
Right. Oh, we should just play the race card. Like, just tell it, you know, the Swedes, they're probably racist anyway. Just go ahead.
Yeah,
we're going to have to let the guy go.
Great idea, guys. Play the race card here.
What are you going to do?
It's an episode played, of Veep.
It gets played on us all the time, which is play on them. But now listen to this. This is Fiona Hill. Now, she was interesting. She is the latest of the impeachment witnesses to agree that Ambassador Yovanovitch was treated horribly by the president and Mike Pompeo.
I think it was unnecessary. If there was a decision to have a political ambassador put in place in Ukraine, that would be perfectly acceptable. It's exactly the right of the president to be able to do that. I did not see why it was necessary to malign Ambassador Yovanovitch to such an extent.
You like that accent? Pretty good, huh? She's British.
Oh, yeah.
But then she went to Harvard, and she's been working in the State Department for a number of years, and she was taking none of it.
Yeah, I'm not messing around with her.
None of it. I mean, she had the blunt cut haircut. And
right. She had a Band-Aid around one finger, like a villain out of a Quentin Tarantino movie or something. It's like, what is that for? What happened?
Who did you kill with just that
Who
injury?
Who did you kill? Right. She got a paper cut from killing somebody.
She said that she got angry when she found out that Gordon Sondland, a U.S. ambassador to the EU, we know who he is, had apparently been put in charge of U.S.-Ukraine relationships by the president because, according to her, Gordon's mission was at odds with hers. Here's an exchange with she and the lawyer for the Republican, Steve Castor.
Did you have any concerns when he presented himself
to you as somebody with a major role?
I did at the time in which he presented it to me. This was after Ambassador Yovanovitch had been pushed out of her position. And it was at that juncture that Ambassador Sondland's role seemed to grow larger.
There you go. Now, the interesting thing, there were a couple times where she had to stand up and defend herself. And I'm just going to tell you, those guys who wanted to buzzsaw her walked into the wrong buzzsaw. Because she does look like one of those people that could kill you with her, like she take one eyelash out and then you're done.
Some secret underground training ground where she she learned like every sort of martial arts.
Come here, shirtless Jim Jordan. Let me spin kick you. Something like that. Anyway, it was very entertaining today. I don't know if anything got done, but I could just tell you it was fun to watch.
Number four.
Thank you, Warren. Myles Garrett told NFL officials that Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph hurled a racial slur at him before he ripped his head off and then started beating him with it.
Why are we just hearing this now?
Because he's in an appeals court right now.
It sounds like he's playing the race card, the way that Ambassador Sondland told Donald Trump to do.
It's the same world, right? It's just one sports, one's politics. There's hearings. There's appeals. It's the same stuff, 2019.
Yeah, to Sweden. Go ahead, play the race card. They'll never know the difference. No, Rudolph is calling a little bit of BS here. The Cleveland Browns star met with NFL officials to appeal the length of his suspension from the November 14th incident, although they haven't really said how long it is yet.
Well, that's what he's appealing, is because right now they said indefinite. He wants
a hard number.
He wants a hard number.
Yeah.
Definitive suspension.
He wants to know if he's ever going back to work.
Yes.
Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens addressed the situation at practice.
Well, what Miles and I talk about is stay between Miles and I. You know, I'm sure Miles presented himself professionally like he's done ever since the moment it happened afterwards. He's been nothing but professional in his responses. I can't really comment on the arbitrator's decision. We'll respect his decision on whatever he decides. And I'm sure Miles, I know Miles presented himself professionally to the arbitrator in the hearing. And I stand by Miles, and that's not going to waver.
Mm. Meanwhile, there are shirts in Cleveland being sold that says Pittsburgh started it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. saw that today.
The indefinite suspension has been upheld, so I don't know when he's going to be back on the playing field.
Well, it was pretty crazy.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
And by the way, there were six players in that scrum.
Yeah, there was a lot of dumb going down.
Call those guys in and say, "Did you hear
exactly
that?"
Right.
Right? And then they go, "Well, I don't recall." There's going to be a lot of, you know, it should be a congressional hearing before it's all said and done.
Let's have an inquiry.
I want Fiona Hill back on to testify on this.
Get Fiona Hill to question these two. She'll get some damn answers.
Exactly.
For these football players.
You want me to take my helmet off, do you? All right, here we go. Checking it out.
Number three.
Matt Nagy. Does he still work here?
He's still around, bro.
Yeah, he addressed the media before today's practice at Hallis Hall, and one of the questions asked by reporters was about the kicking situation. Is it normal? This is, you know, basically familiar with being questioned about his place kicker because, you know, as we know, Eddie Pinheiro missed his first two attempts at field goals in Los Angeles on Sunday night.
He's, again, you have somebody that cares, that wants to make the kicks. He's competitive, and he wants another opportunity, and he's going to get it. So when you feel that, when you don't make a big deal out of it, is my opinion of it in regards to where we're at right now. He missed two field goals. We're all frustrated. He knows he wants to make those. But now it's going to be a challenge to him. Let's see him come back here and nail it. And like I said, I have ultimate faith that he's going to do that. And now it's just we'll see when he's given a chance.
Sure didn't look like you had faith after the two kicks the other day when you decided not to let him kick again.
Pinheiro was at Soldier Field yesterday getting some kicks in. Went 21-23, according to special teams coordinator Chris Tabor. It brought me back when I thought, remember the Cody Parkey saga? Obviously, we know how it ended, but remember, everyone's like, "You get to Soldier Field, mister, and you kick there." I don't care how long of a commitment. We had our Skycam 9 over Soldier Field. There were like TV reporters. What a circus the kicker position has become in Chicago.
21-23
yesterday at Soldier Field.
That doesn't make me feel better.
No, but like,
shouldn't he be kicking 100 there? I mean, what's he doing?
I think they all have their certain routines. How many they get in a day? at this point, it's sort of like this, the Trubisky situation for me. You might as well put him out there either to get better or just to evaluate him. And it's the same you can apply to Pinheiro. I mean, what would the point of moving on from him be at this point? Like, keep sending him out there. The season's over. It's talent evaluation from here on out.
We don't have a first-round pick.
That's a good point for now.
So frustrating.
Checking in at
number two.
Al Pacino sure knows how to give a good pep talk in a newly released trailer for Amazon's upcoming drama Hunters. Pacino's character explains to a band of misfits why they should join his efforts to take down a group of Nazis. It's set in 1977 New York City. It follows a diverse band of Nazi hunters who have discovered that hundreds of high-ranking Nazi officials had actually moved to New York and were living among them.
There comes a time where we all must choose between the light and the darkness. But when there's great darkness in this world, perhaps the choice is made for us. You know, for eons, people like us have been degraded and exterminated. But no more. Welcome to the hunt.
No.
I wouldn't have guessed that was him.
That sounds like my Uncle Sammy. That's what we did right before Sunday night dinner in my house. That was the kind of speech that would be had. That'd be made. It's like, okay, all right. It's
Uncle, the meat's getting cold.
I know.
He's got a cigar in his mouth.
Right, exactly. Can I go? I got to do my homework. Right, he did. He always had a cigar in his mouth, and he had one of those. He had sort of like those beach ball, you know, guts,
oh,
and
right.
He had the pants that went up over.
On the highway.
Who made those pants that went up and over, and then the belt sort of laid on top?
And they always were resting something on the belt.
Yes.
We've all had an uncle or grandpa. Mm-hmm.
Somehow, that's the way they made the clothing back then. I got to tell you, that's exactly what he sounded like. And it was like the same thing, too. He kept thinking that right down the block, there were Nazis. And there might have been. I don't know. It was the 70s. Who knows? There might have been.
Welcome to the hunt.
Little Rose could just you wide-eyed staring at his uncle.
Could you pass the mashed potatoes? I know it's sad. But I've got homework to do, and there's a really good movie on ABC tonight. Okay. And finally,
number one.
Many young kids have picked up the phone to dial 911 at least once in their lives just to see what happens. We love these. We get one of these about every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. This happened in Arapahoe County, Colorado. Isaiah, last name being withheld, called 911 to ask them to check out his preschool. The sheriff's office released the call. So while the call was funny, they also want to remind people, especially parents, teach children how and when to dial 911.
Arapahoe 911, what is the address of your emergency?
Maybe we can go to my preschool to check out how good it is. Is it okay if I hang up on you?
No, don't hang up on me. Are your parents home?
My parents are home.
Can I talk to your mom or your dad?
You can talk to my dad.
Okay, get your dad for me. I want to talk to your dad.
Okay. Hello, this is Isaiah's dad.
Oh, Isaiah, I know it's still you.
Isn't the family laughing in
yeah.
the background?
I know, where they're like, hey, kid, we'll go viral here.
Yeah.
Call 911.
I got to tell you something right now. Uncle Sammy would not have been back there making them laughing.
The only time you should call 911 is when there's a Nazi general living in the apartment right below you.
Welcome to the hunt.
Now we're going to hunt him.
I don't think he's a Nazi general. I think that's the janitor of the building.
It's our doorman.
I don't think he was.
You don't understand. That's how they hide now in plain sight.
I'm like, okay, green beans. We can do the green beans. Are you enjoying? Is it meat too tough?
We're never going to get to dessert.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I wish we had more of little Isaiah. Do we have a little? No, we don't. All right, that was it. Did they arrest Isaiah? I'd like to, you know, all of a sudden, you know, like kicking in the door of the house, pepper spraying everybody.
Or did they actually check out the school? Because that's more alarming than a lot of the, can I get a Happy Meal calls?
That's true. Right? What's going on at the preschool?
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know what, I would get right on that.
Curious.
Welcome to the hunt, Isaiah.
Isaiah, you're my sort of child. You understand. You must take extreme actions now.
Uncle Sammy, all I want is just, could you hand me the big bottle of Coke right there? I just want to eat dinner and I want to go do my homework.
Welcome to the hunt.
Okay.
Come on, young man.
Did he? Always, he had a cigar that was never lit because
kind of chewed on it.
Aunt Eleanor would not let him smoke the cigar in the house. That was the whole point of the thing.
Did he sneak it like in the guest room or something? Window.
He would go. This is all in apartment buildings. He would go down to the street level, and he would stand on the steps, and he would smoke the cigar.
Well, everybody walks in.
Right, the other people
welcome
are walking
to the hunt, walk through the smoke together.
Exactly right.
Do you know that they think that there's a Nazi on the 14th floor?
Have you seen the mailman? He's got a funny look to him.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It was really unfortunate because the Boys from Brazil movie came out right after that, and that was about that. That was about going and finding Joseph Mengele, and my uncle thought that Joseph Mengele was working in the garage.
Skeptical of everyone.
Yeah, skeptical of everybody. I think that's who it was. I go. But you're from Pittsburgh, Uncle Sammy. All right. Let's do this. Let's close this thing up, and then we've got the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. How about that?
The top five at five.